Partial government shutdown if it happens tonight. What does partial mean? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. You've been hearing about the politics that have us now possibly about 17 hours away from a government shutdown. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer's on the line. Nancy, update us on what's paid for and what's not for a better sense of what would change at midnight if they don't sort this out.
Well, every year Congress has to pass and the president has to sign 12 appropriations bills to fund all the various government agencies. This year, they only got to five. They kept the government running by passing continuing resolutions for the other seven, keeping funding at current levels. But if they don't do something tonight, the government departments funded by those seven bills shut down.
Which departments, though?
Well, it's only about a quarter of the government, but some important federal agencies are involved here. Nine federal departments, including the Agriculture Department, Commerce, Justice. According to a fact sheet from Democrats, more than 380,000 federal workers at those agencies would be furloughed. More than 400,000 federal workers deemed essential would be working without pay.
And Nancy, airports on this holiday?
Well, the TSA employees screening your carry-ons at the airport for your flight home for the holidays are considered essential. They do have to report to work during a shutdown, but they don't get paid. Other essential workers include customs and border agents, basically law enforcement officers. They all have to work during a shutdown. They would get back pay after Congress and the president ended the shutdown.
Nancy, thank you. Numbers. The Dow fell 2% yesterday, 464 points amid concern about higher interest rates and a looming partial government shutdown there. The Dow future this morning is down 0.3%, S&P future down 0.4%. Today we'll get an update on the standard measure of the U.S. economy, gross domestic product, summer to fall. It's not expected to be much of, if any, revision of the strong 3.5% annual growth rate first calculated. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, he's got this enjoy it while you can story.
As 2018 concludes, unemployment's near a 50-year low, wages are rising, and consumers are spending it up.
But that won't last much into 2019.
The Federal Reserve just revised its 2019 GDP prediction down to 2.3%. Hoover points out one dampening force is the Fed itself, trying to cool the economy to prevent wage and price inflation. Economist Scott Anderson at Bank of the West points to other headwinds, global economies slowing down, trade tensions.
We don't see any bubbles anywhere, but there's certainly high levels of corporate and global debt.
Anderson estimates long-term sustainable GDP growth for the U.S. economy is between 1.6 and 1.8%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, some prominent economists working with the Organization for Economic Cooperation in Paris said that to better see the next economic crisis coming, countries will have to develop new measures of how we're doing, presumably beyond a gross domestic product, economic insecurity, social mobility, inequality. The OECD's Secretary General said it is essential to try to establish the truth of people's lives rather than the truth that we find most practical to study, unquote. Numbers alone don't tell the whole story. That's why Marketplace tells the stories behind the numbers, stories of real people, of businesses both big and small, and of the impact the economy has on each of us. Because you appreciate this kind of public service journalism, we're asking you to give something back. Donate today at Marketplace.org, and your gift will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Facebook private info shared with outside companies, how Russians used Facebook propaganda to help Donald Trump get elected, how Facebook reportedly floated narratives to undermine corporate critics. The Facebook stories keep a poppin'. Let's turn to my colleague, the host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood in Northern California. Hi there.
Hello, David.
All right. As we wrap up 2018, it's been an annus horribilis, as the Queen of England might say, for I don't know if it's Facebook or people who use Facebook who found their private data being misused. It's like every 10 minutes for Facebook here.
It is important to note that while it has been a terrible year for Facebook, it has arguably been much worse for the users of Facebook who have discovered over and over that the bargain they struck with Facebook, which is, you know, I will upload photos of myself and give some basic information and maybe use Facebook to log into some sites meant that they were contributing to this huge web of data, and that Facebook, in a lot of cases, not only let it happen, but wasn't really paying attention to how the information was spread or used.
And then there are new revelations even this week about corporate partners of Facebook were allowed special access to our data.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's important to realize is that there has never been a company of the size and scope of Facebook. And so Facebook made an agreement with Spotify that allowed users to send a Spotify song through Facebook Messenger. It's just that when, around 2014, Facebook decided that actually this data was really valuable and they weren't going to give companies such unfettered access, they shut it off, but they left the window open. So in theory, someone at Spotify could have read user messages. That's unlikely, but it just starts to paint this picture of a company that is either out of control at managing its own technology or your information, or really doesn't care.
Molly, should we really be surprised? I'm just looking at my Facebook monthly bill. Oh, look, it's zero. I pay no cash per month for the Facebook service. You have to presume they're making money somehow off of this, and I guess they're trading on some of my personal information.
Yeah, I'm calling 2018 the year that everybody started to understand the business model of the internet. You know, there's a difference between understanding that I go on to a free service and I see ads. That's a pretty simple bargain. But what users did not realize was that it also meant I'll give my information to Facebook. I'll give my information to Spotify. Cambridge Analytica will use it to try to precisely target political advertising to manipulate the results of an election. You know, you can sort of see how this bargain we made spiraled way out of control until we're essentially data bankrupt.
The host of Marketplace Tech, my colleague Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
And you've heard of NASA, probably Elon Musk's SpaceX, and maybe Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. Well, there's another one. It's called Swarm Technologies. The startup worked with India's space program to launch four teeny satellites into space in January. Well, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has fined Swarm $900,000 after Swarm went ahead and launched with India anyway, even though the FCC had said no. One of the FCC's big things is keeping communications frequencies sorted out. Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.